Afro Tales Podcast is a part of the Connected Podcast Network.
Ahoy, my friends. Welcome aboard the Afro Tales Podcast. I'm your storyteller, Amon Mazinga. Join me as we explore the tales that grew from the people of indigenous and African descent in the Americas and the Caribbean.
After, come and see me, Chef, who will impart upon you a recipe for the story you have just heard.
So with no further ado, let us set sail on this new age of exploration. Big 16. Now, Big 16 was his name, because that was the size of his shoe. This was back in slavery times, when Big 16 worked for the old man. And Big 16 was so big and so strong that old man thought he could do anything, fetch anything. One time, the old man said,
Big 16, I want you to go down in the swamp and fetch me up some cypress seals.
Well, yes, sir, said Big 16. He went down to the swamp where some cypress trees had been sawed up into 12 by 12 timbers. That's the heaviest wood there is. But Big 16 picked up one load of 12 by 12s under one arm, and he picked up another load of 12 by 12s under the other arm, and he brought them up on to the house. Ain't no man been able to do that before nor since. Another time, the old man said,
Big 16, I want you to go down to the pasture and fetch me up them mules.
Well, yes, sir, said Big 16. And he went down to the pasture. Now, there were two of the bulkiest mules in the country. They had halters on them, so Big 16 took a hold of the halters and he pulled. And the mules hauled and he pulled. And they hauled until they had pulled them halters all to pieces. So Big 16 picked up one mule and put it under one arm. Then he picked up the other mule and put it under the other arm. And he brought him up to the house.
I lost say, Big 16, said the old man. You are so big and so strong, I believe you could catch anything. I believe you could catch me the devil himself.
Well, yes, sir, said Big 16.
If and you get me a big pick and a big shovel and a 9-pound hammer.
So the old man sent for them things. And Big 16 started in to dig a hole out in the side yard. He picked and shoveled on that hole for 30 days until he got down to where he was going to. He took that 9-pound hammer and he stepped on out into hell. Now, the devil's children were playing out in the dooryard when they saw that big black man a-coming. They run for the house crying,
Mama! Mama!
The devil's wife grabbed them children into the house and slammed the door. Big 16 walked up to the door and he knocked on the door with the hammer.
Blam! Blam!
The old devil himself was inside.
Who out there? It's Big 16. What you want?
I want to see you.
The devil opened the door, poked his head out, and Big 16 hit him.
Blam!
over the head with a 9-pound hammer. Blam! Killed that old devil dead. Then, Big 16 took the devil under one arm and he climbed back up that hole. He walked into the old man's house and threw the devil down on the front room floor.
I say law, Big 16, cried the old man. I didn't really believe you'd fetch me the devil. Oh, he is so ugly. Get him out. Get him out of here. And we're going to be sweeping up ugly for days.
Well, yes, sir, said Big 16. And he took the old ugly devil out and dropped him back down the hole. Big 16 lived out his good long life. And at last he died and went up to heaven. Saint Peter was standing there at the pearly gates when he saw that big black man a-coming. He said,
"Now, hold on there. You can't come in."
"And why not?" said Big 16. "I done lived a good life, a good clean life."
"Oh, I know that," said St. Peter, kind of squirming. "I know you have, but the trouble is, you are so big and strong. If you got out of hand, there ain't nobody here could handle you. So you better go to some other place."
"Why, yes, sir," said Big 16, disgusted like, and he went on down to hell. The devil's children were still playing out in the dooryard when they saw Big 16 a-coming. They run for the house crying,
"Mama, Mama, here come that black man that killed Papa."
The devil's wife grabbed the children into the house and slammed the door. Big 16 just walked up to the door. Knock, knock. The devil's wife called out,
"What you want?"
"Well, I want to come in." There was a long wait. Then the door opened, just a teeny crack. And the devil's wife stuck a hand out. In her hand was a hot flaming coal.
"You can't come in, but here's a little piece of fire. Now go start a hell of your own."
And so, if you ever see a little light flickering down in the swamp at night, or a light moving around in the woods, you know it's Big 16. With his little piece of fire, looking for a place to go. The end. Well, that was a great story, right? And first I want to say, welcome back. Season 7 is here, and we're starting off big, you know? This story comes from was Big 16, retold by Mary Calhoun, and it is a wonderful book illustrated by Trina Shart Hyman. I've been looking for this book, well, looking to get this book for a very long time. There's not many in print, so if you go looking for it, it might be difficult to find. And no, you can't have mine. It will be in my collection for my children and my grandchildren and my grandchildren's grandchildren. But it's a wonderful story, right? About this larger than life man that can do anything. And as it says, you know, back in slavery time, one thing once you get to the end of the story, we could jump there real quick. And he's walking around in the swamps and in the woods, and all you see is that light. I'm pretty sure a lot of you that heard that instantly said Will-O-The-Wisp, Jack-O-Lantern, Fifole, any of those light-based beings, but and probably thought that this is would be a better Halloween story. But I don't really think it is. It has the motifs of and kind of like the setup from those, you know, traditional Halloween tales of, you know, Stingy Jack and things of that nature. But I think this story is a little different. I think this story is telling everyone that sometimes those that light that you see in the woods, that light that you see in the swamps, isn't something to be afraid of. Now, be cautious, of course, but it doesn't always mean fear. Because that could just be Big 16 trying to find a place to go, right? And I like that aspect of it, that the light isn't always scary. Sometimes it can be something positive. Or just so you know that there's a big man out there that can protect you if needed. I look at it that way, at least. That's what I got from the story. Shoot, he killed the devil, so, I mean, what more can you want from the man, right? And he lived a good life. You know, it was just too much to go to heaven, which is interesting to think that if he got out of hand, no one in heaven can handle him. No one. That says a lot, right? Think about that. No one in heaven could handle him. And we'll leave it at that. But yeah, so I'm glad to be back. I didn't mean to take such a long hiatus, but we're back. And I have a lot of new stories this season, and from now on we're going to do things a little bit different. Instead of following the coastline that I normally do, we're just going to skip around. Okay, we're just going anywhere and everywhere. We're traveling, right? And sometimes people that travel by ship have to go on land for a little while until they get to the rivers and bayous and other oceans, trying to find their way to the West Coast, right? So I have a ton of Native American stories for you this season, and a ton of new stories. It's just, I'm ready for you guys. And if you're ready for me, please let me know. So, as usual, go see Chef. He has a wonderful recipe for you, coming from this week's story. And as always, you know, have a blessed day and welcome back to the journey.
Welcome, my friends, to the galley. I am your chef, Chef, and today I have a wonderful recipe inspired by the story you have just heard. Today, we will be creating crispy Maryland blue catfish. Now, what will you need for this recipe? 1 pound blue catfish fillets, 1/4 cup of flour or cornstarch, whatever you prefer, 1/2 cup of milk, canola oil for frying or your particular frying oil, 1 cup ground yellow cornmeal, 2 eggs, 2 to 3 teaspoons of Obey or J.O. crab seasoning or to taste, lemon wedges, salt, and tartar sauce. Now, how do we put this together? Easy. Whip the eggs and milk together and add Obey or J.O. crab seasoning. Mix the cornmeal and flour together and place on a plate. Then dip fillets in the seasoned egg mixture and place on the cornmeal flour mixture. Sprinkle the top of the fillet with the dry mixture and press it in with your hand. Place the prepared fillets on a baking sheet and let stand for 15 minutes. Now, preheat oil to 350 degrees Fahrenheit on medium-high heat in a heavy cast iron skillet and carefully place fillets in oil when it is hot. Now, to avoid crowding, you may have to cook fish in batches. Fry the fish until golden brown and crispy, about 2 to 3 minutes per side. Fish is done when it can be easily flaked with a fork. Place cooked fish on a plate lined with a paper towel and season with salt if so desired, and a squirt of lemon juice. Serve with tartar sauce, and that is it, my friends. Now go and make this recipe yours. And until I have another wonderful recipe for you, remember Big 16 and his adventures. And as always, my friends, enjoy!
Thank you, my friends, for coming on this voyage. Thanks to Art by Chalet for the logo, episode, and shirt designs. You can get t-shirts and other items on tpublic.com. You can contact me on all socials at AfroTalesCast. That's Afro T-A-L-E-S cast. And email me at AfroTalesCast@gmail.com. You may also become a benefactor by simply sharing with any and everyone, giving a thumbs up, a 5-star rating and review in your podcast app of choice, or simply donating on Patreon or Ko-fi.com. That's ko-fi.com. So until we meet again, may your winds be fair and your seas follow.